At the end of the world, Heracles and the apples of the Hesperides. The monumental relief in front of you also shows one of the labours of Heracles. Without knowledge of the myth, however, it is difficult to decipher the scene depicted, and even the ancient viewer, due to the peculiarity of the depiction, may have recognised its significance only after closer examination. What is depicted is the episode concerning the apples of the Hesperides. To obtain the apples, the hero had to endure a long and arduous journey, as well as undergo a series of adventures. What we see here is the end of this journey. Heracles stands in the middle of a group of three and carries the vault of heaven. This he had taken from the mythical giant Atlas, so that the latter would fetch the golden apples from the island of the Hesperides for him. We see Atlas on the right, and in his hands are the apples he has brought with him. The tremendous agony of carrying the vault of heaven is alleviated not only by a cushion on the shoulders of Heracles, but also by the goddess Athena, who gracefully upholds the firmament. To accomplish this task, the hero travelled to the outermost edge of the world, where day and night meet. The relief, a metope, once adorned the outside of the famous early classical temple of Zeus in the sanctuary of Olympia. Just as Heracles was a hero of all the Greeks, Olympia, as a pan-Hellenic sanctuary, was also a sacred place for all Greeks. The pan-Hellenic sanctuaries were very special places. They were not only reserved for the cult, but also a stage for the self-betrayal of ancient peoples, rulers, and cities. Above all, however, they were contact zones and offered spaces for encounters. Heracles is a hero who could embody the collective experiences of the very different Greeks of the Mediterranean. On the relief, Heracles carries the vault of heaven, but not for long, because soon he will outwit the giant Atlas, free himself from the heavy load, and escape with the apples.